Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga. Olala is the author of 37, What Were They Thinking? Moments in Marketing, and she's part of the Athena PowerLink group over in North Carolina, also a commissioner at the NC Works group, which we're going to get her to tell us about a little bit later on the show. She's here talking to us about the CX phenomenon, the customer experience phenomenon that I love it, Lala, that big business finally woke up and took a page out of small business, and then decided. But then they had to give it an acronym. Then they had to probably assign a vice president to be the CX, you know, person, and they'll study it to death and all that kind of stuff. And all they have to do is just love up their customers.
There you go. There is a customer experience role as CXO, folks, quite frankly.
The customer experience is real simple. Love up your customers. Love them up. And the thing is, here's what we don't do. Some customers love what they want to be, how they want to be loved is changing every day. And the big businesses are better at keeping up with that than we are. So folks, even though we're better at loving up our customers, we're sometimes behind the curve a little bit on how we do it. And this is what Olala's trying to help us with. So what do we need? How can we come up to speed on this?
So there's this thing called the customer journey, and how I describe it to small business owners is, instead of looking at every touch point with your customer as a transaction, think about connecting those dots. What does it look like when you connect all the dots together? So how are they having a relationship with your website? How are they having a relationship with your social media platforms? Mm-hmm. What's the relationship look like when they come in the door? Who answers the phone? All the ways that you can touch your customers. The first question is, are they contiguous? The second is, are you putting in barriers that make it difficult for your customers to get what they want and you meet their need or their expectation for having connection immediately? And that's a huge one, because the pushback that I get from small business owners is, but Olala, we have our process. And here's the thing.
Oh, boy,
your customers don't care about your process.
When we bury your business and put the tombstone over it, we're going to put on the tombstone, they had a process.
Right.
I'm serious. I'm not making a joke, folks. I'm not making a joke. I'm serious. Or here's the other one. We might, on the other side, we'll put, it was our policy.
It's
our policy. Folks, that's a death wish beyond anything else you can have. So, all right, keep going. You're doing good.
Okay. So once you kind of figure out, like, okay, process doesn't matter to them, the thing that I do not understand is, ask your customer, what would make this easier for you? It's such a simple question, but no one ever asks. Ask them, is the way that you purchased this or the way that you interfaced with our team or whatever it is, was this easy? Is there a better way for us to do it? Is there a step that you felt like was one click too many or one touch too many? That information is crucial, because we're talking about seconds. And as much as small business owners don't want to hear me say this, the attention span of the average customer is shrinking by the day.
It's just like everybody else. Here's a really big point that I've been saying now for years. When customers engage with you about something that you sell, when they show up in your shop, when they call you, however you're engaged with them, if you don't ask them where they are on that journey that Olala is talking about, if you don't ask them, if you don't say something like, I'm sure you've been doing some research, tell me where you are so I don't waste your time.
That's it.
And if you'll say, otherwise you'll say, yes, we have this new thing over here, and it's made out of rubber, and we, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the person says, wait a minute, that's the first thing I read a week ago. Why are you telling, why? And they may not tell you that, but that's what they're thinking. Why are you wasting my time? Are you an idiot? I mean, I do you not realize I have the internet available to me? I'm here basically to pick out a color. I know what I want. I'm just trying to decide if I want blue or aqua.
Exactly. Exactly. Short questions. They don't have to be deep and probing, but the customer expectation is that you, as the business owner, you already anticipate what I'm looking for. And so when I walk in the door, I have a heightened level of expectation. And as soon as you show me last year's model or last month's deal, or you don't have it in my size, or you can't get it there by the end of the day, or whatever it is. Or how I'm going to use it. As soon as that piece of resistance shows up, the expectation level drops, the customer experience drops, and now you give them what I call a tweetable moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, everybody wants to be able to have what I call bragging rights in their social circles.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be that you'd say it to someone, you know, sitting down having a sandwich. But now we post it somewhere and say, you're never going to believe this. They talked about this great sale, but they didn't have any of the colors I wanted.
That's
and
right.
They didn't even have my size, or they had all ugly colors.
Yeah. I say that all the time. I say that all the time. They had all ugly colors. Okay. You got a website quickly?
I do. Yellowwoodgroup.com or Olala, OLALAH.com.
Check those out. We're going to take Olala with us another segment. Get her to talk to us about some of the things she's doing over there in North Carolina.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.